to order. It's what time is it? 7:03? 7:03. September 25th. Roll call. Let's see. We have Garcia.
Yes.
And we have Rodriguez.
Yes.
And we have
Danis.
I look back through some old emails. I even called you Lisa in one of your emails.
Oh, really? You must
look like a Lisa. And Walter here. Okay, so. No visitors, no public. On to the 5K. So
we have a couple of things. Do you want to
mention anybody?
Oh, I probably do.
I brought my thing, but I guess I took the pin out. Oh, wait, I have it.
Well,
I found it.
Because otherwise,
it was hiding.
Okay. All right.
Do we have enough time to get this done?
Well, I asked you that at our last board meeting. You were like, there are people already registered.
Yeah.
See, the only thing that the problem is, we already have race time.
Yep.
So you need to run a race. You need the race time.
Right.
They time it.
Right.
And do the registrations for us.
Right.
And the
bibs.
And registration. So all we did was set up a date, and I'm pretty sure we already did that.
Mm-hmm.
We volunteered our time and stuffed the little envelopes. It was like 4 days before.
Yeah.
And then the public library gave them out on the Friday where people could pick them up Saturday morning. So they just did that at the front desk. And so race time does the timing and the registration. We simply had to do a meeting. It was maybe an hour and a half, where we stuffed the little packets.
Packets.
And it wasn't a bunch of stuff to put in the packets.
Okay.
Other than that, the Yorkville Parks and Rec marked the ground, and we didn't worry about permits,
right?
Because they were handling it. So my biggest concern is who's handling that if they're not doing it for us. And I know you need 60 days or 90 days to submit a permit.
To do
a race.
I guess I'll have to call. I don't know who to call.
Yeah, I think it's a conversation. We need to say, is anybody going to... I mean, we can probably get adult volunteers to stand and kind of direct traffic.
That's how we did it. And then I just did a 5K with our church, and that's what we did. We had people along the path.
And I've got cross country already who are going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They usually run their practice at 9. Almost everybody was done by 9. There are a few people who aren't done by 9.
Yeah.
So the cross country kids will stand at the corner and go, yay!
Yeah, cheer them on.
And do the water halfway. You got a table.
Mm-hmm.
We bought cups.
Tables.
Or we did bottles
of bananas?
Water.
Yeah, we did bottles of water.
I went to Aldi and bought the bananas a few days before.
Okay.
We
should do bananas. And
we were getting water for like $10 for 24 packs.
Yeah, I bought it all at Aldi. Aldi
sells
it.
How much do you get?
It's two and change for the 24 pack. It's really cheap. And we bought
maybe
four of them, and it was more than enough.
She bought four. I bought four.
I was going to say, because I have Sam's.
And we bought bananas, and we had more than enough, and ended up sending people home with bananas, because people just didn't really. Our race was small. We only had like 30-something.
40. I think it was 42.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I already know, like, my whole family's running this time, where only I ran last time.
Okay.
People at the school are planning to run. People in support. It went out to the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest concern is you can put a race together. Publicity needs to happen now.
Yeah.
Sponsorships, all of us needed to be on top of trying to get sponsors. And I've given it out to, like, 5 stores, but I don't feel like...
Which stores did you do?
I did Armonia, and that's why I was saying a live document would be nice, because what we did last time, but emailing it is hard. If it's live, you could say, like, this is all the stuff we need to get done, and, you know, you could go in and go,
I did this.
You can go, I did this. You can say, I talked to this person, and we did. So we could be seeing, like, in Google. Like, I think that's going to be the most efficient way for us to...
I think we
stay
should,
on top
our
of this.
Library email, we can,
yes.
we can probably send out something with OneDrive.
The OneDrive link that we can all edit
share.
Live.
You can share docs through that. And
I know the sharing, but I want it to be like...
It is live.
Editable.
Yeah.
Rather than
to be live.
You're downloading it or... And I have that.
So the biggest
you'll have to use the online version.
I was going
to
say the online.
Because that's all we have access to through our free accounts.
Right.
And we don't want to pay.
No.
That's probably what I'm using. I mean, that's what I'm using.
Yeah.
You go. I don't have, because my school district uses Google. We don't use OneDrive.
Yeah.
So
the biggest concern is the ground, marking the ground.
Yeah. Marking it and closing
which
it.
Which is
so
just
they
a
have,
can of paint to go walk.
Well, do we have permission to do that?
Yeah.
Do we let the residents know? Because we affected the homes in this subdivision north of us going towards McDonald's because we run that route. We have the old map, so we could always take
the old map to whoever.
The old map on Friday. Russ could take his car and...
Yeah.
My big thing was the two roadblocks. And they didn't close the road.
No.
But they stood there with somebody who, so that cars weren't going at the exact same time as
who
the people.
Who was there? The
Parks and Rec did it for us last year. And then they follow people at the end in their go-kart to pick up anything that was left over. Right. So picking up and all of that,
we can get.
I use Sign Up Genius to do our volunteers. So you could be like, okay, I'd run the registration table. My friend Julie's already. She goes, I said such and such run the race or whatever. She goes, or you could just work with me at the registration table. People just sign up. She already in her head
got people too.
She plans to be there herself because she did it for me last year.
Okay,
and she plans to be there again. So I don't think getting the volunteers is hard.
It's the sponsorships and the permits.
The sponsorship.
Permits.
And the permits to run a race because Parks and Rec, I remember him saying,
that's a bummer,
we'll
though.
Handle all of that. And now that they're not, that's a conversation we need. You're probably going to have to call the city and say, Parks and Rec handled this for us last year. Since they're not.
Yeah.
What permits?
Yes.
What are we required to do in order to have,
do we need to notify? Because right now it's.
It's July.
It's less than 60 days.
Yeah.
I don't remember when they had it in Bristol Bay, if they gave us a notice. Maybe they just put a sign up, but we're in a subdivision.
I wonder if I could find out.
I mean, that's a subdivision, but sort of. Like, they have open... I guess it is considered a subdivision.
I'm going to ask my...
No, up here. Like, can you put a sign at the...
They just had a 5K at Autumn Creek. Couple of months ago.
Yeah, I ran that one.
Okay, so and I know someone that lives in there. I know someone that's on the board of the dual language.
If they had to tell people.
I want to ask her if she could find out how did they.
Yeah, you should ask somebody who ran the 5K.
Ask the board, the dual language board, since they were part of helping, I guess, do that. Who helped them as far as doing? Did they have? But it was on the school ground.
It wasn't. It was in the subdivision. I ran it.
Okay.
So it was partially in the streets, partially on their walkways.
So who
it
did
it? It started and ended in school ground, just like ours starts and ends in our public library parking lot.
Right.
The problem is...
I'm going to ask.
Are you
who marked it
able
them?
To run through other people? Kind of like when you do a parade, you have to get a permit.
Right.
Or
we're running on the street.
Right. And don't you need permission to do that?
Or we can run on... Michelle suggested...
Because there's no sidewalks in that part of the subdivision.
Michelle thought that, of course, we'd have to measure it. This sidewalk, this asphalt sidewalk that goes in front, goes all the way around.
It does.
Goes all the way up to 34, all the way back down 47. But that's
which
way more
one?
Than this big this wide, one? This big wide asphalt driveway or asphalt sidewalk.
Okay.
Goes all the way down to 34. Goes all the way across. I don't think it's right on 47. I think it cuts.
Yeah. What do you mean it goes down to 34? Now it goes. Did they make the sidewalk go on the side of Hillside?
I think
it may end.
Michelle walked it because that was her route walking because it goes all the way around and back to the library.
Hmm. Wouldn't have any math.
But it's more than 5K.
Okay.
To do that.
So it's 3.1 because you need to.
3.1.
So she was thinking maybe that would be one way of doing it, and it would solve not going that way, but just go all the way around.
So she said the sidewalk now goes all the way around Hillside, up past Walgreens, down 47.
Yep.
I know the sidewalk is on 47.
Yep.
But then when you come back...
the Hillside part. I know that they added the sidewalk to this street.
This side.
Yeah.
To Game Farm Road.
Right.
And I know it goes all the way around Yorkville Grade because my kids run. No, but does it? Oh, yeah, it does now.
No, I don't want.
From here all the way around?
I know it goes all of that way. Game Farm to Samanak.
Samanak, yeah.
Because I've seen kids walk it now.
Okay.
And I know it goes up 47. The part that I'm not sure of is when you're
coming
at Hillside.
Back.
Down there.
Doesn't it cut by a graveyard somewhere?
That's on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just remember the graveyard.
Yeah.
Like Pokestops. It's weird.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is the sidewalk on the other side too? It's not, is it?
No. Because I don't believe
they
that
only
side
do it on one
the,
side.
I don't believe that side of the road is incorporated when you get past the high school.
Oh.
No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about this way.
That way. No, it's.
You might still need a permit to run a race. I mean,
to be safe.
Yeah.
You don't want them to give us any issues.
Well, the thing is, the sidewalk is too skinny.
Well, this is a big, wide one.
Even though we ran the Autumn Creek one on trail.
Yeah.
And the trail's as wide as an asphalt sidewalk. Part of the race was on...
Like the trail going through there, the back
behind
the houses.
Yeah, they had the walking trails, which, I mean, is wider than a normal cement sidewalk, but it's probably as wide as that.
And there was a lot of people that did that one.
Yeah, it's a good number of people.
Man, we should have been passing them out that way.
The color run. That one's the color.
Yeah.
It ends at 34 and 47 in front of Hillside. The sidewalk that runs.
It stops at Hillside,
stops
right?
At Hillside.
It doesn't. Because
so
I remember that's
to,
all grass on the other side.
Yeah.
34 is all grass.
So you would have to cut through Pleasure Drive.
Which is what we did. We went through Pleasure and came back. And then they ran. This is what we did. So we left here, went up. You had to do a big loop. Like you can see the street that goes to 34, but you don't make that left. You know how they have businesses?
Mm-hmm.
You went around that, around up the two blocks, around the houses, and came back out of this little subdivision. And then they ran past the library, ran not all the way around, but like we ran around Parkview. I think we like ran up, ran around Parkview, came back, and ended at the library. And that
just to make the people in miles. Who measured it? Oh, the park.
Because they've run that, used to run that race as a hometown days race.
Ah.
So all they did is move the start and finish from the Beecher to the library.
Yeah.
But it's the same
path.
It's the same
path.
So why couldn't we keep that?
Yeah, so why don't we just...
Wait, I think he's worried about the subdivision, running through the subdivision.
And the permits.
See, if you run on the sidewalks, you could literally, when people are running, you could just jump into the street.
Is that
people
safe?
Cross the
yeah,
trail.
But is it safe?
Well, not, they had the signs. That's what I'm saying. They had those.
I know, but if cars are going by.
It's kind of like how a crossing guard does.
Okay.
Like you have a volunteer, an adult volunteer, who stands in the street. So they're watching when the runners, and when there are no runners, they let the cars through. When there are runners, because the runners are staying on the sidewalks, that's what they're saying.
Okay.
So all you have to do is, like, it'd have to be an adult, but you'd go, okay, a car is coming, runners. And then you let the car through. Car is coming. You stop them.
Okay, and we can do that.
Yeah.
You can do that with a stop sign.
Okay.
Like, I even have one. So you maybe would need 2-3 stop signs. People probably have those.
Yeah.
You could maybe get those from a school.
I'll call the police chief.
I was just going to say the police
chief. That's what you need to call the
city. Ask them, could they help us?
The problem is our map is already
set. They do have a community officer. Yeah. And they do have, I think they're still running there.
They were going to try and get us officers, but then didn't have it. So did they even have people there to do that for us? Because I think Parks and Rec said they were too busy. Because it's hometown days.
Yeah.
Is it the same time as hometown days?
Yeah.
So they were
That's
so busy setting up hometown days, they gave us the one guy.
Figuring that people would come to the race and then they'd stay for hometown days.
They could go to breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, what's nice is people came for the race and then, like me, the book fair is starting? Okay. And we came right in here and shopped. So
is the book fair the same day?
So a couple teachers were like,
so we need to be promoting them together, right? We're not doing the book fair.
We checked, how can we work together with this? The Friends didn't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
They fundraise a lot, and I feel like they fundraise to give to what they want to give,
but
and not necessarily the things that we need. People are raising money, you are happy to raise money.
Yeah.
Well, I think that then we have to find out about the permits. That's the key. That's the number one. If we're going to have the permits and then marking the ground.
But I think we need to figure out our... our sponsor strategy. We're really close. Again, we were like, we're going to do this in April or May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of July. Because we're also
I did a couple right now. But they said they already made up their minds who they were donating to.
You mean as far as
that? Late. Yeah. So it's got to be done like in January. Or the end of the year for the following year, it says.
So I don't know if we should stress about the sponsorships or wash our hands of that.
I think we
and
just
push registrations. Because we'll make money on registrations.
Yeah.
We have, I don't know how many t-shirts left. So I'm only going to order. Yeah, because we ordered like 100.
Oh, so then that's good.
Right, so we already put that money out. So after we register for sizes, the money we have to put out is race time, the supplies.
What kind of, like the bananas and
race
all
time
things.
Is how much? $400, $500?
Like $400 or $500, yeah.
So race time, the bananas and water and stuff like that.
Or if you get somebody to donate.
I was going to say,
if we get people to donate.
I spent like $15. I didn't even give my receipt. I was like, I'm not giving my receipt. We took a bunch of bananas home. My friend took bananas home. We gave volunteers bananas and water.
And then what do you put in the bags and the packets? What goes in the packets?
That was donations.
I was going to say.
We don't have any of that. Like Jimmy John's gave us a nice little chips and cup thing. And so we were able to give everybody that.
I have somebody that's newly, I'm going to have to try. He's just a new friendship. He owns Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, even if they give those cards.
So I'm going to send a nice email.
Cards,
I'm like, oh, I know.
Nice.
Not like the.
I need to email Culver's because I wanted to wait because I just got some Scoopy coupons from Culver's.
So I'm going to email him.
So I'm going to contact Culver's.
So
you just have to email Culver's.
Mark.
So right now.
We got a bunch of their little chips.
But we don't have probably enough.
No.
How many would you say we have?
A dozen or so.
Okay. So I'm going to ask for 50.
Yeah. Then I can talk, if you want, I can, they're going to charge us again, but I can ask Trinity about, we still got all those tickets for breakfast.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
No?
I think we need to do things that are just going
to
bring in money.
Yeah.
I think we want to have a few things in the...
I
would rather they just gave us, instead of them charging us for who went to breakfast, they gave us a coupon to give people to promote people going to breakfast. Does that make sense?
Like, yes.
If people come to breakfast, give them, we'll charge you the $4 because then anybody who went, that ate up our money.
Yeah.
If you, we want to promote your breakfast. We have this packet.
Yeah.
Will you do a dollar off coupon?
Right.
We'll throw that in the envelope because people like the little goodies thing.
Yeah.
That want to come back to
Trinity Church.
Okay.
They serve breakfast Saturday morning, pancakes and sausage, bacon, eggs.
I wonder who else would be interested in promoting their business. So that's, if we're going to talk to their business.
But just talk to whoever we can, promoting business.
In our packets. Now, I would say it's nice when it fits. Packets are the 5x7. I bought the envelopes and we still probably have tons. Is it the 5x7 envelopes?
Mm-hmm.
You know those vanilla?
Just like those.
So not too much. Something small.
She sends the bibs.
I think I went to the dollar store
and bought the
safety pins.
Yeah. I think we still have safety pins.
Okay.
So,
we probably do because they come in like...
So our biggest list is some of them.
Permit.
The ground mark.
Yeah. And that's all them. Like, that's the whole police department we need
and
to know.
And promoting...
Yeah.
I don't think we have enough time to change our course.
No, we're just going to use that same course. I just emailed you the course.
Yeah.
The other thing is, so if we could all try and talk up, maybe our mission, just three businesses that we talk to try and get them to give us something to put in the packets.
Okay.
Rather than a monetary gift.
Yeah.
Is there a coupon? So I'm going to do Culver's, Jimmy John's, I thought Armonia Tea would want to promote their business
That's a new business.
Yeah, but I gave them the letter. I can't think of who else.
Food place that's good.
Mike and Denise's.
Oh, yes.
Because they need to be independent. So do you want to do Mike and Denise's?
More independent.
When you go with these corporate... Now, our Culver's are locally owned, and they have a...
Who did you say?
Crusade Burger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that would be really good. So you're going to talk to Crusade?
Go talk to them.
It's not in here, but it's close by, Chick-fil-A. sure everybody goes
well,
there.
Well, please, we will all be happy to get a Chick-fil-A.
I don't think anyone's going to mind that.
Yeah, he's the owner.
No,
so
and something else is opening in Yorkville, but they probably don't have a...
Who else is around here?
Were we going to... You were going to talk to Culver's?
Yes, because I email them all the time for their chips.
What else would you want?
And Jimmy
besides
John's.
Besides all the business that are around here, what else would you want? I mean...
People like food. It would have been nice, but we're not working well with the hometown days.
No.
You could have gotten an evening admission or something like that. Like, because that if I'm coming, I'm going to bring my whole family, but at least I get into it for free. Because they charge, what, $2 or $4?
Yeah.
So if every race
Unless
participant got a
before,
free...
If you come in before a certain time, it's free.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, but it's like,
you know,
2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock
mm-hmm.
in the afternoon to get here.
What about the movie theater?
Yeah, what would they get?
I'm going to ask.
They're NCG.
Popcorn, maybe.
No, or a coupon for the movie, something.
Yeah.
But it's something they want to be able to give for everybody.
Yes.
Because we're not raffling.
Yes.
So they're probably not going to give you a coupon for the movie. But a small
something.
Drink or a popcorn?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I can ask.
It's only for knowledge.
And you have the letters, right? So
uh-huh.
I still
have
my letter.
I still have my
letter. I don't think I went to Jimmy John's, so I can use this for sure for Jimmy John's. And she sent it to us electronically, so I think. I
don't have electronic.
I gave a copy of this
Do you have
to Starbucks.
Because I would have to email it. Do you have it? Did she send it to us electronically?
I can scan it.
She maybe sent it to us, but she emailed it, so it's easier to...
Well, the letter she did. Well, maybe even the...
No,
the
in the flyer, too.
That's a flyer that I remember. I'll check.
Why
so this
one,
not
login?
NCG.
There's
okay,
so much...
What else is here?
There's so much in our emails.
No,
plus,
I was like, this email was never this busy. Now,
because and Shelly's been
why
using.
Why is the service in here bad?
Because
it's
the
always bad in the library.
Way over there.
It's always bad, even when you're inside.
Yeah,
I was inside today and couldn't get the service.
Yeah, we're working on replacing all the access points. What was I saying?
Emails.
Emails. Shelly's been using my email to respond. People because you can't she
do
couldn't
it.
Use carry
careers
it didn't want to work
it wouldn't deliver
oh gosh
because it's not a
no because it's not
really,
the actual
it's
email
not an actual email
right.
It's a
list.
Group
yeah so she couldn't use that as a return address.
So you're getting bombarded.
So I'm getting bombarded with all the thank yous.
Yeah, she rushes and
Who did it come from, Dixie
to
or Shelly?
I think Shelly.
It was one of them, but I know I have it because I reprinted it or resent it to somebody.
Yeah.
I have mine somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this donation. So if they could give us something that can go in at least 50 packets, great. Or if they want to give us something that we could raffle off. But my thing is, really, how are we going to give away this $20... Naper running co donation. We have one $20 gift card. Oh no, two 20 gift certificates to
our raffle. Whoever's the first one, you can raffle
raffle
it off. First person to ride, first runner that read that.
Also, everybody who enters just gets a raffle ticket.
Yes.
That's a good way.
Yeah,
to do it.
And then the first person that arrives to at the race, you can pick how you want to raffle them off. But you have tickets. Give everybody a ticket when they come in.
Put a ticket in the packet.
Yeah,
and say that'll be a raffle.
And then whoever, or we can just do a drawing at a meeting or whatever, and then mail it out to that person who won.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do with like the silent auction.
So I'm going to ask Jimmy John's, please give me something that can put in all, and I think the number was 50.
50.
50
okay.
is good. But if not, or one gift card valued at 25 or more, because then it could be raffled out. And both. I mean, we take both, but, you know, that to people is better than, let me write you a check for $10.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Raffle, prize, 25 or more.
Yep, gift card.
Bags, and the 50. So, I have Culver's and Jimmy John's. We each have three businesses.
NCG,
I can't think of. You have Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to have to think of another one. What's wrong
I know,
here?
I got to think of one more.
What else is here?
I go back to
She's doing Mike and Denise's.
She's doing Mike and Denise's.
How about Java Joe's?
I wondered about them. They have two locations
where
in
Where is that at?
But they're more of like a casino, I feel like.
It's weird. They serve coffee, but they can... It's a coffee...
Oh, Java.
Java Joe's.
Yeah.
They have one near the Pepe's.
That way. Mm-hmm.
And they have one near me.
That
near
way,
the sewing place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But...
They're like, you walk in and they have like just like one pot of coffee and then everyone's gambling and they sell beer.
Yeah. What? It's weird. When we first opened, my husband and I were like, oh, a coffee shop closer to us. Right. And then he was like, what's with the like wall in front of the like
games? Got the games, yeah.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Everybody's got the video game.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and they put the sign up real high so you can see.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else is around.
Smokey's Barbecue. What's that place?
They used to donate. They're pretty good.
Smokey's down by 126.
Yeah. So you're gonna do Smokey's? Yeah. I'm trying to think of stuff near me.
What's near me is the Dairy Queen, the Mike and Denise's, and what's that restaurant? All in that plaza.
Yeah.
And then the other way.
Blackstone
Dairy Queen,
is nice.
Blackstone.
Blackstone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice restaurant. If they were to give like a gift certificate or something, that'd be nice. I don't know that they would.
We can call and find out. That's by Blackstone.
Maybe you can donate a pint of blood over at the blood center that's in there.
Is there a blood center?
Heart and Blood Center's got a donation center in that same, right just down the street, right behind the GQ.
How do you spell your first
name? Really?
Yeah.
Me?
Right.
I get so confused when I go in there because you have to go in around and then
go down by Mark and Denise's, or you come in through by Blackstone and you're like right in the center.
Okay.
I was spelling it with a U. I was like, why isn't it coming? And then I can never say your first name properly.
Theron.
Theron. It makes me think of
Charisse. Like her name really
should be spelled the same way. Here's the funny thing. Theron Charisse.
I'm terrible with names.
I'm not better. It's terrible. And then there's like a slew of new teachers, so I'm going to be even worse.
Yeah.
So my other thing I was thinking of, I don't know, it came to me a couple weeks ago, like when we have reasons or missions, like all these races have a reason.
Yes.
And I felt like after our conversation on Saturday, and I'm open. One of the things I thought it could be good for, an area we were saying our library isn't, is teens. Mm-hmm. I thought teen programming. So, like, when we start to maybe have this open mic, the food and drinks was provided by, you know, the race. So, it's like anything we get is a success. You know what I mean? And then I think it makes people rally for running.
Yes.
I could really see pumping it at the middle school and high school more and letting all of the staff know, because the race's mission is to support teen programming at YPL. I think the community would rally around that. Oh, more things for our teens to do. I feel like they'll say, we got our department, our rec has really great children's programming. Mm-hmm. Our schools do great children's programming. I feel like our library is trying really hard to do great children's programming.
Yes.
What about that missing gap, that 12 to 18 gap that's like, I want to hurt them. You know what I mean?
That's
that
good.
I think a race, I don't know. I just thought if
that's
we...
That's good.
If
so when you're promoting it, you're telling them that we're doing this
cause. Right, and we didn't put it on the poster, but we could always...
Still, when you're talking and when you're asking for, you know, contributions and so forth or sponsorships,
And Shelly or Dixie, I don't remember who has the Facebook page, but I know that they could easily
add that
into their description.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So,
that's a good idea.
I just thought that was a good way to promote it more. That then, even when we're talking to these businesses, saying the YPL is looking to increase our funding for teen programs, you know, creatively, you know, supplement our budget. Would you be interested in sponsoring our second annual 5K race?
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, and they're like, what do you want to do? We want to have some open mics.
Yes.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yes.
Yeah, here's a gift card.
Right.
Versus, we just want to raise money.
Yes. Right.
Which is what I said before. I was like,
but for a cause. So then if you do it again the next year, it may be for something else the next year. It may not be teens. It may be something, you know.
Right,
so each
but
year,
that's true.
You can
have
a cause,
a different
mission.
Cause.
That's good.
This year to have it be YPL. So I sent that to you guys because thankfully I have LTE since Wi-Fi is not working. Brought this laptop for nothing.
So timing and all of that, permits and ground mark was the key. That's the two top things.
So
we
Russ
first,
is going to work
sure
on.
I'll work on a police department.
Yes.
See if we can get
do we
want to
have
service
a
officer to help us out?
That would be good.
And I was hoping to use
and barricades, because we need to barricade off the front of the driveway, because we had, especially when I was getting
cones.
They brought the cones. They brought the tape. All that stuff we used was the park and rec. Because we had, when it got closer to 9 o'clock, we started getting people
coming
out of the park in here for the books fair.
Gotcha.
Oh.
And we had to send them all the way around
The back.
The back through Beecher to get here.
Okay.
And they didn't like it.
Which isn't, but I mean, that's just because it was new. You know, I think people will be like, oh, that's right, they're running the race. And then as soon as we were up, I mean, we were closed down, done by 9:30.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is
like,
good.
Everything
is good.
Was ripped up. The race time lady is really efficient.
Yep. Yeah.
That's good.
So.
I'm leaving for fishing trip on that same day.
Oh, that day? Yeah. I thought about whether I would go away with the family too that day, but it's really expensive that weekend. Everything's expensive.
I'll leave right after the race.
Yeah, it's still early enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
My brother and his friend will be driving anyway, and I'll just catch up to him later.
Let me write down sign up.
Up near Hayward, Chippewa Flowage.
Okay, so I'll set up the sign-up genius again because I'm probably have all of the thing roles we
What's
needed.
The sign-up genius?
So it's a link where you can just say, oh, I'll do this.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So you can see that you'll do that.
Okay.
The poster. But I think if we each, you have different friends than I do. So the public library has this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you use Facebook, but just share it on your page.
I
don't
know if I can share it.
But that's you can share it the other ways too.
Right.
So
email.
Or I just emailed this to you. So
you can
email blast it.
Yep.
Share it on Facebook.
That's
any
how.
Social media.
I'm
you
always.
Have.
They're like,
but
they're
now that,
you're always
what's
doing
nice
something.
Is it has this I use the short URL.
Mm-hmm.
So people can go right there to that site.
And
the reason why we went with them is because you go and you put your name, your age, you register and pay.
Okay.
When the rec department did it, they were helping us so much. But you had to register for the Yorkville rec department before you could register for the raise.
Yeah.
You know why people are like, I just wanted to run this.
No, right.
This
right,
easy
right.
$25 raise. You're doing too much.
Right.
Email
and there
blast.
Are people who run just to run.
Yeah.
And she put it on race sites. So she said, when it's through her and she can put it out on race sites, sometimes you just get people who like to run
mm-hmm.
who just keep track of races in
mm-hmm.
their area.
Yeah.
So we had a couple people
Even
who were
people
not Yorkville people at
mm-hmm.
all. They would just.
They have a
runners.
Site that's for just because you know I do 5Ks whenever I can. Not in, this year I haven't done too many, but I usually go on it's a running page.
Yeah.
That has every
race
5K
in your
race
area,
that you can run in.
Especially you could do Illinois, and then you
mm-hmm.
can see all the different ones.
Okay.
So I'm sure this one's probably on the calendar because she does that.
Okay. Good.
That was one of the reasons why we like going with her. It ends up on. Races.
Okay.
I mean, it would be awesome if we had more than 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
to have.
I'm gonna send them out emails.
Most,
a lot of people start
I think
doing
most
it.
Of, most of the people registered
right of the day.
Well, a lot of them registered the day of, and
mm-hmm.
I think late August we
mm-hmm.
still had people. Most of the people registered late August.
After they come back from vacation.
Yeah.
And they're done.
And school starts for us on the 11th. Kids start back on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will register because we have a really late registration date before you can't get a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So the only reason why I need people to register in enough time is if, like when we look, we probably use more smalls and mediums or mediums and larges. We may need to order more mediums and larges.
Got it.
I never got her. I asked her what a small run would be, that one person that kept bugging us. She stopped bugging us as soon as I asked her how much would a small run of like 50 be. She never replied back to me. That one person that
the t-shirt guy, whereas I know I could order 20 t-shirts from that guy.
Yeah.
They may be a little bit more, like instead of being $4.95, they might be $5.95. You know what I mean? Like, he does enough business, and because he's in Elgin, they get to you in a day when he ships them to UPS.
Is he the one who's branding them?
I use a shop that I use for all of my spirit wear for school. And so when you order like 50 or 100, he got them to me for basically less than $5 when you're doing a one color imprint.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's like, oh, we'll love to do it. And these people say they'll love to do it. But see, because he does it for me all the time, they'll also charge you $20 for the
screen setup. And all of
he
that.
Doesn't charge me any of
that's
the
good.
Yeah.
He just
does it
because I've been using him for so many years now.
And if we do the same logo, he's probably already got it all set up. And
right.
just run the t-shirts.
And because we're probably not going to have that many more, I keep the yellow this year. So I can wear 20 more yellow.
Yeah.
Next year, change
to a different color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care if I get another yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Or
okay.
if I even take a shirt.
Yeah.
I can wear mine from last year.
Yeah.
I had it all smelly last year.
Right. So that's another thing. When we look through, I'm going to reuse mine and
I'll get
take
mine
a shirt.
This time.
But but I like mine. It's yellow with the black print. It keeps it simple, but... So, yeah, I'm going to do the sign-up genius, and I'm pretty sure cross country, I got them early, but I'm going to confirm with him.
Do we know anybody that can warm up the runners? Kate did it last year. I don't know if she'll
warm
still
up like
be,
what?
Like just do some warm up exercising.
Stretching.
Well, stretches. I know a couple of people. She's on the Zumba. She could do it.
Yeah.
Just some stretch your legs, and I mean, I have to warm them down and warm them up in the beginning.
Yeah. They just did like 5 minutes. It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
keep it fun. People are bouncing.
People were kind of wandering around. They were. You could see they were stretching.
Yeah, that's what Aces did.
Yeah. I don't know if Kate will still be with us or not. You know, she's resigning.
No, they said they're she's leaving.
She's leaving after our meeting on the 14th.
Okay, she's going to stay through the 14th. Yeah. That's nice.
Okay. She's already sent the mayor her resignation email.
Okay.
And I sent her a recommendation as to who to put on if she was still available, and I haven't heard back from them.
You said there was a long list, or?
Well, I think there was a total of four, and there's two of them.
What? No, we.
And there was
is it just
two
of them? Because what's the name? It is new too.
Jason.
No, that was from before. These are from the last.
Not match. Jason.
Jason.
Jason started a couple. Darren is much newer. He started the same as her, right?
Darren started before Jason. Jason started the month.
No, it's Jason that's new.
Yeah.
Jason started the month
Jason
before you.
And Theron and.
So after Jason, there was four people.
Yeah, and then there's two more there. And I said she would be good. I forget what her name was. I think it was it Jennifer or Stephanie? I think it was Jennifer.
Joyce Chitone wants to be on the board.
Oh.
She's a middle school ELA. She lives in Yorkville. She said, if ever comes up, that's something I think I would really be interested in.
Shelly actually asked me, sent me an email. She said she saw it on the state website.
Did she?
They're taking applications for a library board. She said, who quit?
I said, right now.
Kate did.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Well, she only sent it to me.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well.
There's some good people on there.
Yeah.
They were all good.
I mean, she's a huge advocate. She is the one who said, wouldn't it be awesome if we had a one community book like other communities do?
Yeah.
We need to get reading something that middle schoolers do. Mm-hmm. So she's planning to do the race. So it would be awesome. She'd be a huge champion. And she said it to me. We went to a conference. And, she said. She said to me. She goes, I was this close to posting on YouTube when they said that rec thing. I was this close. I said, just the like to put her her two cents about it. She goes, I was this close, but she's not somebody who does that.
Right.
She goes, but I almost broke my own personal rules just because I felt like they should hear what the people in the community think of the thing. I was like,
That was all on Wispy.
Yeah. Saw that.
In the record website.
But when it first got mentioned, it must have gotten mentioned at the board,
council
at the
meeting.
City council meeting, and then it went out.
Yeah.
She saw that, and she saw it on Facebook, I guess. And I didn't even see that. I didn't know what she saw. Only because you mentioned that at our board meeting that I knew about it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But she had already known, too.
Yeah. I was very, I didn't say much about it because I didn't know much about it.
Right.
And apparently he said a whole lot about it.
He said a lot at the city council meeting.
Went into a whole lot more detail than I did. But that's not part of this meeting, so.
Yeah. Okay, so do we all have our game plan?
Yeah.
Do we
so
want to set up
he's
another
gonna do the permit,
date?
The ground. Well, if you get the permit, then you'll find out from the ground.
So as soon as
and
you
then
do
we'll
that,
promote
you'll email
the business.
Us.
Yeah.
So should we wait? Should we wait till Monday to start hitting the ground running with this stuff?
Just to make sure. I'll call the police chief tomorrow.
We'll wait till Monday, and then if you say we're a go, we have an update.
We'll start.
We'll all start doing.
Yep.
I'll try and think of one other business. I got Culver's and Jimmy John's promoting our race team programming.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy John's sold over by Legends, or they.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did they move?
They're still right
there.
I was just there the other Saturday.
Legends. They've given gift cards before.
Are they?
Are they not there?
Yeah.
Well, they gave my school one gift card because I had the son.
Well, there's Legends, Lakeview, and Jimmy John's.
Yeah. All in one.
Yeah. I think I'm going to hit them all.
And I got a poster up at the chiropractor across the street from that.
I got a poster up at Starbucks.
Yeah.
I need to go to Panera.
Which
I'm going
one?
To Panera tomorrow. The Starbucks, only
Panera.
Yorkville. Is there another one?
There's one by Panera.
Yeah, that's the only
one. That's the only official Starbucks.
There's one in Target.
Yeah, that one they don't have a post-it. But the one
in
Panera has they have a board. You know
somebody there.
Sometimes the Targets will give
I know somebody there that works there.
Sometimes if you talk to their manager, they'll give you a gift card.
I do Target, NCG, and Blackstone. I even go into Home Depot.
Okay, so I'm going to try and get Lakeview and Legends.
Hang a poster.
Yeah, you never know.
Lakeview, Legends, and Jimmy John's. It's one trip. I'll try and go all three.
Target and Home Depot right there.
And then Culver's is an email.
Yeah.
So those will be my three.
It's more than enough. And if it's somebody, do you mind if they're not in Yorkville?
No, we don't. No. Like Chick-fil-A, we will drive for free food.
This was by the mall.
Race participants don't care.
There's only two.
I mean, it's just to make the packet more interesting. Right. Make people want to run again the next year.
So I'm trying to think of all the people I know that have.
Rosati's. They give to a lot of different races already, though, so I don't know.
Well, it's two Rosati's. Yeah. You got this one here in Yorkville, and you got the one on the other side, Montgomery.
The one in Yorkville is also connected. They own the one in Sandwich. Yes, because their thing always says Yorkville and Sandwich. Mm-hmm. So people can go to two different locations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So on the city site.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it was supposedly advertised on the city that they were taking applications for the library board.
Okay. Sounds good.
It'd be interesting if Gary sends me those applications to look over. Because he did before.
Oh, should you be looking at them? I feel like you should be aware, right?
Yeah,
is it just you that looks at them? Nobody else on the board?
It was me and Kate, originally.
Okay. Because she asked
Gary first. You said we were looking, we need to find people that are more business oriented to be on the board.
That's which we have now, which is
which we have.
And so
we have our MLS. We have our two MLSs.
Well, what we don't have, I mean, we have library minds, school, and public.
Right.
With, I think Joyce would be good because she's school. Mm-hmm. That's an area we want to grow
different.
In, too. Our middle school, teen,
that's good. Diversity brings success to any business.
Barb was a school counselor.
Different types of backgrounds.
And we had that with, I don't feel like we've really replaced. Why can't I think of her name? She was just at the meeting. She was on it for many years. No, not Barb.
Sandy?
Mm-hmm. And Sandy was a teacher before, wasn't she? But so was our last president right before you. I can't think of her name.
Beth Gambrill.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a reading specialist.
Yeah.
So, and she still stays very involved with the library, but not on the board. So
that's
these
good.
People who would be plugged into
that would
the
be me.
School district is good to have more.
Exactly.
To have two of us.
That's
so it's like, I don't know, I don't think I talk. But she'd be like, I'll talk to him.
That's good
because
we're trying
to
get into the school district.
Connection more with the school district.
Yeah. We need that.
We need that.
If there's a way we can partner with the school district for funding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a difficult hurdle to jump.
Well, I'm away for Monday, but our communications person would put this into the newsletter that goes out to all of Yorkville families.
Okay.
Into our community newsletter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She put out all kinds of stuff. If you send it to her, she works it either into the long newsletter or special postings. It could end up on their on the district's Facebook page. So I'm going to wait, but send to, her name is Christine Liptrot.
I wonder how the dual language program, I wonder how far that goes because I know the people on the board.
Yeah, they're really nice. But this will go to all of them.
Okay.
All of our little kids all the way up.
Then
we'll
have to worry about it.
That we're doing a race that's for
that's
our Yorkville kids. I think because it's our mission, it'll really help.
Good.
So we're just going to wait for you, Russ.
Yep, we'll wait for Russ.
Please let them say yes. Now that we have all these
good
ideas.
I'm sure they'll say yes. I just, don't know what... I can't see
they may not
really
volunteer any help, so...
Yeah,
I
can't see there being a need for a permit. I'd never heard of anything. Of course, they don't do that many parades or anything like that. I've never seen any huge protests.
Right.
So
other than inside
strict,
City
like
Hall,
other places
in the council meeting or right here,
board
meeting. But
hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully
so then
not.
We'll just
and
probably
I
need to. And I'm pretty sure I have adult volunteers for that because we weren't sure Rec was going to do that last year. So I think that's on the sign-up genius already.
Right. Yeah.
But the supplies.
Yeah, we do get. We
the combs,
they supply, I think, one person and a gator.
They just had that one guy. Yeah.
And he just kind of.
Somebody in a pickup could do that too.
Yeah. The only thing we need to warn the fire department so they'll have ambulances here anyway.
Yeah. Was there one here?
There was There was one over
just in case somebody
over there behind Beecher because of home topics.
Oh, I was like, there was nobody here. We could have.
Yeah, they would be here, but if there was a call that they had to go on, they would have out of here.
But they weren't here last race.
Yeah, they were here. They just weren't here.
Here. They were close by.
They were close by, yeah, okay. Because of hometown days. So they were
close by. So they'll close be close by again.
They'll be close by again, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, all that city council technical stuff is on you.
I know, right?
I had such a wonderful rapport with him.
Oh, I know. I'm not calling.
Okay, so our recommendations are advertise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Advertise to your friends, family, and businesses.
Adjourning. So we're going to adjourn at 7:50. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.